Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Words mean things, right? And again, this is where it gets abusive again. I want to give you an idea. Again, think for yourself. Like if I put you on the spot right now, which I'm not going to do, if I put you on the spot and said, tell me what repentance is, just think for yourself. What is it? You know, I've heard it described many different ways, And I rarely hear it described for what it is, right? Is the thing. So a couple of the ways that I've heard it described, just so you know, I'm going to tell you what my opinion of what the word means. And we're going to look at some scriptures to do that. But I've heard it a couple of ways. It's like repentance is to turn from this behavior and do this behavior instead, right? That's one of the ways. Then one of the other ways I've heard about it is kind of like you need to feel bad about what you're doing. You need to feel bad because you've sinned against a good God and you need to stop sinning, right? It's kind of the thing. So none of that has anything to do with the word repentance, just so you know. And it's like, again, what that does is that takes that all back to that behavioral management. Behavioral righteousness, self-righteousness is what that is. So repentance, the word repentance, what it is. I'm going to let you know in here. I have it, again, from Mark 1:15. The word repent, what it is. It's Strong's G3340. It's metanoia. And what it means, what that word actually means. It means to reconsider and think differently. Right? That's what that word means. Reconsider, think differently. It doesn't say change your behavior. It doesn't say feel bad about what you're doing, because you don't need to make yourself feel bad so that you can be better, right? That's not scripture. That's not what happens. And so what he's saying is to reconsider what you're thinking, think differently, and believe the gospel. That's what repentance is. And now when you think differently, you will behave differently. It's just the way it is, right? Faith always manifests itself. Faith without works is dead, right? Faith manifests works. Your works are a manifestation of your faith, is what they are. So your behavior is a manifestation of what you're believing. And if you can work on your beliefs, you can change your behavior. And if you have an area of your life where you really need change, you need to get beyond trying to manage your behavior, and you need to get to the belief that's manifesting that behavior so that you can have a change in your life. That's what needs to happen. And that's what I do with people. I help people get into those places where those traumatized areas of their life, where they're believing a lie and it's just re-traumatizing them over and over again in that area of their heart, and they're manifesting unhealthy behaviors because of it. Again, done it with thousands of people where I watch God go in, help, you know, just reveal what that traumatizing belief is, which is the sin, right? It's the lie, the sin, the traumatizing belief, however you want to describe it, it's all the same. And what it is, we get in there so that people can find out what it is, because it's so buried in their subconscious, they don't even know what it is most of the time. They just know the manifestation. And they keep trying to manage the behavior and the manifestation, don't get to the root issue. But that's what I help people do, is get to the root lie so you can actually repent, believe the gospel, and manifest the truth of who you are. And there's work to be done after that. That's where the real work is walking out the truth of who you are, because that's where you have to establish boundaries, communicate, change relationships, get out of certain situations. That's where the work is. The healing is the easy part. But so if you look at Mark 1:15 here, and the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Reconsider your thoughts, repent, think differently, and believe the gospel. Right? And one of the things I share with people is you can't reconsider a thought you won't consider. Right. So much, again, this is one of the areas of abuse where we've been separated from our thoughts. We've been separated from our hearts. We've been taught to dissociate from ourselves because our heart is wicked. You can't trust your feelings. You can't trust your emotions. Right. And I'm just, you can't trust your heart. Right. All those lies. Right. And I'm just real quick. I'm not going to do a deep teaching on this one either, but I just want you to know that you can always trust your feelings 100% of the time. You can trust them to do what they were created to do. They are created to tell you what you're feeling. That's what they do. They're always right. They're always telling you what you're feeling. It's your head you can't trust. It's those thoughts. That's where you got to check. What are you thinking that's manifesting those feelings? What is it, right? So feel, your heart's never lying to you. You're just feeling whatever you're feeling. That's actually happening. It's not a lie. Now, your thoughts you're having on why you're feeling that, that's what you need to check. That's where you need to do it. So you need to consider what you're thinking, reconsider what you're thinking, and change that thinking. That's where the healing is. That's where it changes, in that place. It doesn't change by changing your behavior. You can switch your behavior over to a more socially acceptable. I've seen it thousands of times too, where the church helps somebody switch their behavior to a more, like a more socially, culturally acceptable behavior. And still not get any healing, right? I've seen that plenty of times because it'll still manifest. That lie will still manifest is what will happen. And so we need to have that place where we can actually consider what we're thinking. And I want you to understand how that works on what it is. So, and this is like why we need to be connected to our hearts and our heads, because to reconsider a thought, we have to consider it. And if we deny that we're even thinking that thought, we can never even reconsider it because we're not thinking it, right? And so you can't repent from a lie you deny you believe. It just can't happen because you're not having it. And a good Christian would never think that thought. So you obviously aren't and can't even admit it to anybody, right? So, but if we do that, it just stays stuck in the dark, creating that cycle and helping you run off a cliff. But we consider the thoughts is what we do. So we consider the thoughts we're having with our head. We reconsider the thought with our heart, right? So we need the head and the heart in both of us, right? And what happens is we change our thinking with our head and our heart.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Inlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.